Hey fans, here's your Arrowhead update for Monday, December 29th. I am BJ Kissel with host of Chiefs Download podcast, Pete Sweeney, as we talk about the Chiefs 19-7 victory over the San Diego Chargers. Chiefs finished the season 9-7. We knew going into that game, Pete, that a lot of things had to go in the Chiefs' favor in order to get into the playoffs. That didn't happen, but it was kind of a bittersweet way to end the season. A little bit of a high note, although they didn't get quite to where they wanted to be.
Well, holiday season here. Last regular season game at Arrowhead, and everything is on the line today. And Chase Daniel and the Chiefs need to beat San Diego for a few thousand reasons.
I think everyone sort of knew that we needed the Browns and the Jags. They were double point underdogs going into it. So when you look at it that way, and the Chiefs were still able to knock out the Chargers out of the playoffs, I think, all in all, you feel okay about the day. Obviously not tremendously happy, but you feel okay.
Yeah, as a Chiefs fan, you go into that game, you want a lot of things to go your way, but what you really didn't want to see, and what I personally did not want to see, was Phillip Rivers celebrating at Arrowhead the fact that the Chargers would have gotten in the playoffs having won that game. And instead, we saw the opposite. We saw a very frustrated Phillip Rivers having to deal with Justin Houston. Had his day, but you know, there were a lot of other guys that got after him as well.
Right, and everyone will talk about Justin Houston's record-breaking 4 sacks. He broke Derek Thomas's record. But on the day, the Chiefs as a team sacked him 7 times. So if you're Phillip Rivers, you got to be pretty frustrated with that.
To Phillip Rivers, under pressure, he is engulfed and swallowed at the 49-yard line. Rivers gets him, and Torrey Powell eats him alive.
Back in at right tackle for the Chargers to throw. Rivers is in trouble again, and now the ball comes out. The ball is free. Kansas City's got the football. Rivers turns it over. Justin Houston will get credit for the sack, the strip, and the fumble. That is 21 this year for Justin Houston. He is now the all-time single-season sack holder in Kansas City Chiefs history.
This is something Mitch and I talked about in the postgame show, but as much credit as Justin Houston gets for all of his sacks, the fact that he is more than just a guy who can get after the quarterback. He's more than just a speed rusher. He's got the repertoire of pass rushing moves. We've seen that, and that's been talked about a lot. But how he sets the edge in the run game and the different things that he does that go unnoticed most of the time, the things that you wouldn't necessarily see on a highlight reel, are things that he does very well. And we know, you and I see him out of practice, we know how much time he puts into it when there's not people around. He is a very dedicated to his craft, and it's the reason he's as good as he is.
And I think the amazing thing is everyone sort of knew that he needed 2 sacks to tie Derek Thomas. No one expected he would come close to Strahan, and he wound up being just a half a sack short.
It was exciting there towards the end of the game, not just because the Chiefs had a chance to win there, but it was exciting, you know, kind of following along and seeing how they were using him. And Chargers had some injuries along the offensive line, some guys that are banged up. I know Fluker went down. He came back into the game, but you look at a tackle there having some issues, and all of a sudden Justin Houston's getting close. It was pretty exciting, but it wasn't just Houston's big day. There are a couple other storylines from this game that we've got to talk about.
Chase Daniel, I think, is one of them. Alex Smith had that injury late last week. Chase Daniel just finds out, hey, I have to play. Ended up doing a good job for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think it's not just lip service when you hear, you know, Chase Daniel talk about how he tries to prepare as a starter every week. Obviously, you don't get the first team reps. That's not what he's talking about when he says those things, I don't think. But it's mentally. Are you into the game plan? Are you paying attention to where on any given play, even within a game, but even at the end of the week, all of a sudden you have to step in there? And I talked to Chase last Friday, and I talked about this on one of my Arrowhead updates as well, but you talked to Chase last Friday, and it wasn't, when he talked to Alex Smith, and these guys are good friends, they spend a lot of time together, and we've seen that since training camp. But when I talked to Chase, he said that when he talked to Alex, just to make sure, just as a man, that he was okay, Alex immediately went into, yeah, I'm fine, let's talk about the game plan. Tells you a little bit how Alex is, but a little bit about how important it was for them to get on the same page in such a short amount of time. Chase came out, started 9 of 9, had the Chiefs offense rolling, got up to that 10-0 lead, and after that, the defense just took care of business.
Chase Daniel, I think, truly understands the role of backup quarterback, and with that said, he prepares every single week like he's going to start, and that's why Andy Reid said after the game that in the game planning for this, Chiefs never skipped a beat.
Yep, you didn't have to take anything out. They ran the same offense the way that they always do. And you saw that during the game. You see a lot of the same route concepts, a lot of different packages. Early in that game, they moved DeAnthony Thomas around. They had the 3 tight end sets that the Chiefs used a lot of early in the season. You saw those back in this game, although it wasn't Demetrius Harris like we saw early. It was Richard Gordon this time, who just joined the team after being with him in training camp. But you saw that back in this game against the Chargers.
And the Chiefs were playing their best football earlier this season when that was in play. So you like to see that. Actually, in the third quarter of this game, the Browns and Jags were winning for a certain amount of time. You thought that maybe the Chiefs would be able to make the playoffs, but it was really the defense on fourth down in the fourth quarter when the Chargers were trying to get something going, and they just were able to step up.
Yeah, I don't think you can say enough about this Chiefs defense. In this game in particular, shutting down Phillip Rivers and this Chargers offense, holding them to just 7 points in a game they had to win to go to the playoffs. This game meant everything to the Chargers, and the Chiefs defense stepped up. The two fourth down plays that you're mentioning in the final, I think it was 8.5 minutes of the game, they had two different opportunities, the Chargers did, to put points on the board. Both were inside the 20. There was a fourth down pass defended by Hussein Abdullah to tight end Antonio Gates. That was a nice play. And then the fourth and short run.
Kansas City 19. They hand it off again. He stopped. The Chiefs hold him again. Kansas City shovels dirt on Donald Brown on a fourth down and one play.
And we've seen it all season. The Chiefs defense was the best inside the red zone in the NFL. I think teams only scored about 37% of the time they got inside the 20-yard line. And when you look at the injuries and the shuffling of guys on the defensive side of the ball, it is amazing what this Chiefs defense has done. Guys like Derek Johnson, Mike DeVito, Eric Berry, and even some of the cornerbacks shuffling in and out of there. And one guy I think we've got to mention is cornerback Sean Smith. He went out this year, paid attention to the details, something Bob Sutton told us that he did, and he went out and played the best year of his career, and we're seeing that ceiling from him that you know he can do with his physical athletic ability, but mentally went out, took care of business.
Cornerback Sean Smith is a guy who should really be proud of his season. The Chiefs as a whole should be proud of the season. 9-7, you didn't make the postseason, but towards the end there, they really showed a lot of guts to win yesterday and knock the Chargers out of the playoffs. Now we enter the offseason, and for that, we'll have you covered at kcchiefs.com.
65 toss power trap.